The following message is from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information about us, visit livingwatersmn.org.
Lord, we just thank you. Holy Spirit, we're going to give this service to you, Holy Spirit. We're going to give this service to you, God. And we're just asking that you'd move through it and that you'd move through us and that you'd bless us, Lord, today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. So, how many of you had a good Thanksgiving? Yeah. One of my favorite parts is when the turkey starts cooking, because usually it's at my house, I'm baking the turkey, and it starts smelling good. And a lot of times I won't eat because I want to save it for the big meal. You know, I'm hungry. So did you feel hungry before the meal, like you're just anticipating this meal? And that's we're speaking today, that's how I want to make you feel. I want to make you feel hungry for the Holy Spirit, because he has such good, he's got a feast for you, and he's got good gifts for you. And so as we move into the holidays, you know, the next holiday is Christmas. And that's a fun holiday. And for kids, one of the best parts is the present. Now, the younger the kid, the bigger the box. That's what I found. If you give them a present, the bigger the box, they just... And have you found that Christmas for adults goes fast? You get to the 25th. What happened to December? But for a kid, you're like, when is it? Do you feel this way? When is Christmas going to get here? And then the box, my mom, I remember this really clear when I was a little girl. Two big boxes, one for my sister, one for me. It was big, bigger than this box here. Big box. I could not wait to get into that big box. And do you mind what was inside? This great big stuffed pink bulldog that sat on my bed. I remember it to this day because I waited so long for this box. So at Christmas, that was for Christmas, but did you know that God has a gift for each one of you? What would God give us? What amazing gift would God give us? I know when I like Christmas. My favorite thing is shopping in the toy aisle. I don't know, if your mom, who likes that? If your mom's, you're just like, oh, I get so excited for the toys that I'm going to give. But what gifts would God give his kids? Do you think he's excited? And you know who else was excited? Jesus was excited to tell his disciples about this gift. And so I'm going to have you open your Bible.
I've seen dads too. I've seen them in the lines, you know, buying stuff for their kids. They're like race car sets. It's something that like dad would like. I think maybe, I don't know if they're their kid, but it's something dad would like for their kids, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so in Acts...
Acts 1:8.
Oh, here. I know what's missing. Our notes. Oh. We'll get it together. Okay.
But so Acts 1:8, I get to read 11. The Bible. Oh.
Start with Luke 11.
Oh, Luke 11. Okay.
Because we're backing up. We said that God has gifts for you.
Luke 11 says, if a son shall ask of bread any father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask?
All right, so is God give good gifts or bad gifts? Good gifts. And what did he give? What's his gift? The Holy Spirit. You ever see it that way? This is his gift to us, the precious gift. Okay, and then we're going to move to Acts 1.
Acts 1:8.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that scripture.
That's my favorite verse.
Yes. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost is on you. You're going to receive power. You get this power, unbelievable power when the Holy Spirit's on you. Boy, you'll be witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and all the othermost parts of the earth. You won't even have to try because the Holy Spirit will be on you. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit's on you.
Well, everybody wants to receive power. Just receive it now. Just say, I just receive power. I receive power. Holy Spirit, come on me. I receive that power. So exciting. All right, so we're all in different places in our walk with the experiences with the Holy Spirit. You know, some of us have been experiencing the infilling of the Holy Spirit for a long time, and some of us have got baptized in the Holy Spirit for the first time. And then we have people that maybe have never experienced that. And so we just want to give you Bible backing based so you can make decisions on where you're at. You know,
And there's so many scriptures, though. When you go through it about the Holy Spirit, his direction and all that, there's so much to go through. So we're just going to hit a few points on it.
Yeah. The first thing is, you know, of course, the first step to a relationship is Jesus. So if you haven't made that first step, we just want to ask, it's so simple. We make it so difficult, and it's so simple. God made everything simple. That's what I say to kids. You guys can get this, because he made it simple. He did make it difficult. And so the simple thing is believe on Jesus. Ask for forgiveness, and he will fill you. That's simple. That's simple. All you have to do is make that prayer. I believe in you, Jesus. Forgive me of my sins. I give my life to you. So first step, that's the first step. The second step is asking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is the gift that God gave to us, that Jesus was so excited to impart.
Yes, it says, there's one mightier than me whose shoes I'm not able to latch. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He's going to baptize you. I remember I was saved for about 2 years before I got the Holy Spirit, and being saved was so wonderful. But when I got baptized with the Holy Spirit, I felt this new awakening, this new fire, this new wonder that it was. It was just great to get in there.
We forgot to say, you know that verse that we love? You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Do you want to know what? That's the last thing Jesus said to his disciples. The very last thing. If you were going to die, what would be the last thing you would tell your kids?
Or leave them
with.
Make sure the lights are out, lock the door. Make sure. But you'd say more important things. Most important things.
That's the importance of this. That's the importance is to Jesus that his disciples, he's leaving them in a predicament, really. You know, yeah. The Romans are looking, they've killed Jesus. He said that in his new body, he'd already been killed, you know, and he already knew what the Romans could do. They did it to him. And his advice wasn't, you know, go get out of the country. You know, I might say that to my kids. Get out of the country. You know? No. It's like, you will receive power. Wait for it. Wait for it. And so that's what they're doing. They're waiting. The disciples, they said, wait in Jerusalem for this gift. And so they're there. They're all in this upper room. And they've waited 50 days. And they're anticipating because Jesus has told them, wait, I have to leave, but I'm going to send you the comforter. Isn't that tender? Who wants comfort? I do. I want a comforter. I go through things in life. I want a comforter. So he's saying, I know where you're at, but wait. And they're waiting, and they're waiting, and they're waiting. And I'm waiting because I'm feeling it on me now. But the Holy Spirit came on them like fire, like tongues of fire. And they could visibly see this. It wasn't like they were all sitting there going, oh, I think the Holy Spirit did. No, I mean, they could visibly, what does it look like when God engulfs our body? You know, I think that maybe something would happen physically to us. I don't know, but don't you think if God in us, something is going to happen? Well, I think, you know, he does. And they saw tongues, and something did happen that day. They started speaking in an unknown language. They started speaking in tongues, and they flooded, not shy, not hiding in a little room anymore. No, because the power of God, they received the power of the Holy Ghost at that moment. It came on them, and they flooded out of the room. Poured out. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, at that point, Peter, who has had trouble in the past being bold, gets fire and he starts speaking in boldness to all the people around. And
2,000 people get saved, and they are so filled up. They think these people are just drunk. They are drunk. They're just crazy, these people that are coming out of the building here. There's 120 of them, and they come out of the building. They think that there's something wrong, and they're freed up. Now, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they're free. They're not being self-conscious about themselves, whatever. They're feeling like, wow, this is great. This is wonderful, and 2,000 people get saved when Peter starts preaching.
If this seems kind of new to you, just read Acts 2. It's all there. And people are looking at them, and they're going, you know, they're speaking in tongues, but there's something more than that. They're not, like, speaking. They look like they're drunk. And so, you know, they have to clarify this to these people. No, it's only 9 in the morning. These people aren't drunk. But I'll tell you what, they're feeling the Holy Spirit. They're feeling it so much because they're empowered. And I know that there's lots of different teachings out. And some teachings say that that was for that day. And all I can say is, I need the Holy Spirit today. Don't we need the Holy Spirit today? Aren't there people out there that still need to be saved? Aren't there places in the country, in the world, that still need to hear Jesus? Don't we need a little power? I mean, I want a lot of power. And first, aren't there people that need to be healed? Aren't there people that need to be raised from the dead? So I'm just saying, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come on me. Am I making you a little hungry? I'm trying. It's like making that pumpkin pie. All right. So, you know, to make you hungry, we just have a few, we just want to say a few things that the Holy Spirit does. Is that okay? Yeah. We just kind of, I know some of you have heard this before.
Sometimes he drives you. Yeah. Sometimes, like he drove Jesus into the wilderness, the Spirit will drive you. Sometimes you might have a word out there, and you just burn it in you, and you need to say it. You need to say it up front, or you need to, because you're not going to be settled if you don't say it. Or the Holy Spirit might tell you to go here or go there, like he did in the Bible. And you don't go. Sometimes you don't feel very settled about this thing, and the Lord gently keeps trying to tell you to do this thing. I remember we were going to get our first house, and we were in Hopkins and living. We already started having kids, so we outgrew our apartment or our condo. And we were just looking, and we decided we're going to put money on this house. But we prayed about it. And I tell you, we went to a church in the morning, and a guy got up front. He was driven by the Spirit. He got up there shaking, and he said, I don't get up here. I don't get up in front of people at all, but the Lord told me somebody's going to make a big purchase today, and he's not supposed to do it. And so sometimes you're driven by the Spirit, and sometimes the Holy Spirit drives you to do things.
We listened. We canceled it with the realtor.
Yeah, we canceled right away. We knew. Oh, okay. We don't need any more.
I'm glad we did too. Yeah. Okay. And then, right here in our own body, Gladys has told us this story, and maybe you haven't all heard this story, so I'm going to repeat it quickly. But Gladys was driven by the Holy Spirit because she had went with her husband Bob to emergency, and he pretty much died on the table.
Pretty much, he died.
He pretty much died. Man, risen from the dead, died on the table, and the Holy Spirit drove Gladys. Gladys, this is not right. I should have Gladys tell us. But, she started just speaking in tongues. Who cares?
They would almost have to drag her out of the hospital room because she wouldn't go.
Who cares? I'm talking to God right now. And she started speaking in tongues, pouring out the power of the Holy Spirit, on and on and on. And the end result, we've got him here. 10 years. 10 years. Are we talking miracles? Are there miracles today? We have one here. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, I'd like to go to another country and see somebody raised from the dead. Whoa, we got it here. That's so exciting, isn't it? Yeah. And the other thing that God does, that the Holy Spirit does, is he gives us wisdom. Oh, do we need wisdom? And especially today, what's going to happen? I says, well, hey, we know the God who knows the future. Let's ask him. You know, let's just pull on the Holy Spirit in wisdom. You know, it's kind of like this. Do you guys like to go to the movies? I like movies, and I love 3D. And if I walk out and I'm like, what? That was in 3D, and I didn't get the glasses, I feel bad. Because you put on 3D glasses, and it's a whole new show, right? Have you guys done 3D before? Are you with me on that?
It's like they touch you or something.
Okay.
Just reach out.
You put on the Holy Spirit, and you start looking at your world, it's a whole new look. and put these on.
Yeah, well, you guys all look almost the same.
But you know what? It's like you got this on now, and you're in the Holy Spirit. And now you're going, you know, it's the world's different. And you start seeing, who demonic influence, come on in this way. You know, and you're like, you know how you're in the movie theater, and you're like dodging things and stuff. It's like that. You start seeing things that you never saw before. And really, you start kind of doing this.
My super Jesus.
You're like a super. You really are. I mean, get it. Grasp this. You know, the Holy Spirit, God wanted us to have the Holy Spirit in us. Come on, you are like superpower. I'm not joking with you guys here. I look like I'm joking with you. But this is the truth. There's, you know, you've got Holy Spirit power. You now have wisdom and intercession. You can intercede for people.
Yeah, here's a scripture in Luke 11:12 that says, and when they bring you into the synagogue unto magistrates and powers, take no thought how or what you will answer or what you shall say, for the Holy Spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. Sometimes he'll just give you the words. Or in John, well, I'll let you go ahead and
oh, okay. Okay, and then there's a whole nother thing. It's like, not only do you have this wisdom, but you have something that is for your brothers and sisters, you know, that intercession. Have any of you ever got somebody on your heart and you just prayed for them? You know, do you know what I'm talking about? That kind of interceding, kind of a little bit more than the list that you say at night kind of deal. You know, we all have that, oh, bless grandma, blah, 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 down the list. No, this is something just a little bit different. Paul experienced this. He called it, the Spirit intercedes for us in groanings too deep for us to utter.
That's Romans 8:26.
Yep. Like,
the Spirit intercedes for us, it says.
Through us, we can be used to change things. And why don't you tell your story?
Yeah. Well, I remember standing right back over there where John is, and I came to church one time. It's never happened to me that I remember before, and I was just weeping and just crying, and tears were running down my eyes during worship, and I don't really know what's happening to me. I'm moved by the music and the worship and everything, but I'm just weeping inside and just really moved and don't really understand what's going on with these groanings that can't be uttered. I don't know. But on my way home, we were coming home from church, we get a call from the police and say, your daughter Annalise just got a head-on collision with the car. She just got in a head-on collision, and she's okay. She hit with a little echo. It's just a little box, that car. Them little echo. And somebody pulled out, and she was going 55, 60 miles an hour, and somebody pulled out right in front of her. And she slammed into it. And the whole front end, if you saw the car, it was pushed all the way up to the front. And when all the firemen came around her and said, you know, are you okay in there?
Can you know, walk. Oh yeah.
Can you get out and walk? They opened. They couldn't get the door really open. And they got. She said, yeah, I think so. And she gets out and walks. Yeah. To the car, and they said, do you need an ambulance? She said, no, my mom will come and pick me up.
Yeah.
That's it.
I trained them well. $1,000 to get in that ambulance. Just kidding. But okay, that's honest. But anyway, she could walk. She was fine. I took her to the hospital.
But sometimes the Holy Spirit will, you know, they'll put on people's heart in the middle of the night, wake you up at 2 o'clock. You need to pray for this person. Or you need to go do this right now. The Holy Spirit's just that way with them groanings. And you don't always understand, you know, what it always is about.
Understand. But do we understand God? Why do we want to put God in a box? We're always like, well, I don't understand that. I don't see that in the Bible. You know, but God is God, you know, and he's so creative and he does things different all the time. Why does he have to do things the same way? Really? He could do something different tomorrow and I could miss it because I'm in my little box and that's not the way it's done in my box. And we are so much to our culture. You know, we don't let the Holy Spirit move in us because we're so busy concerned about our culture. Well, it's really not something we're supposed to do, to prostrate and lay flat on the floor in public. Well, you miss it. If you're standing there and you're getting prayer and you're like, okay, you can get prayer for me, but I'm not fully done. Mm-hmm. Well, you won't. Yeah. You won't. Don't worry.
It was Jesus in the crowds. It's like the people would just call out to Jesus, help me, Jesus. And they stood up. The other crowd, you know, the crowds probably just not wanted to do the things. But the people that asked, they got help. Cried out, yes. The people that cried out, they got help they needed, you know, by the Holy Spirit and by Jesus.
God, you know the Holy Spirit can do some really crazy things sometimes to you. And sometimes I'm just saying, you got to be willing. Are you willing to let the Holy Spirit, you know, are you willing? I mean, I got to the point where I just had to say, okay, God, I'm willing. Because there's some things I said no to at first. Now I'm like, oh, just, Lord, I'm willing. You can have my body. You can do whatever. So, well, this is a kind of weird story, but it's kind of funny, too. All
right. Maybe I should read the scripture.
Read the scripture first. Yes.
Galatians 4:19 says, my little children, from whom I am again in pains of childbirth for you, until Christ is formed in you. I am in pain. I got childbirth pains. Till Christ is formed in you. I got pains. Big time pains, and I can't explain them, especially. Okay, sorry. Well, but my wife actually experienced these kind of pains. I've seen it with 6 times with the 6 kids that we had in that realm.
And it was like the same, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was like the same.
So I'll tell you what went up to before that. We went out to Montana camp, and it was our first time. It's a camp, and it's a Bible camp in Montana. It's not really called that, but anyway, some of you have been there. It was our first time that we were going to do children's ministry. Really, it was my first step into children's ministry. We got there, and we were in Holy Ghost meetings, and they were wonderful. I got step back to that. Oh, so earlier we thought, well, hey, why don't we try to have a vacation before we get there? And so, we have a timeshare, and so we called, and they got us in. It was a little ad in one of their little magazines, and we show up there, and they look at us so suspicious. And we said, no, we've got the number right here, the reservation number or something that says, yeah, we're in. They're like, we don't have you on record here. And we're like, no, we did it through this company, RCI. We called them. It's all done. No, they look at us like, what kind of,
we don't advertise,
what are you trying to pull over us? And they take us into a back room, and we sit there while they go and make phone calls. And we're just like, what is going on? And then they said, and we said, you had the ad in this book we had. We never put any ads in there. And we're like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? Well, you know, because we've traveled there. You know, we need this place for the week. So finally they said, well, we're going to give this place to you because you have this reservation. And we just kind of like, what is going on? What is God doing? You know, what? So we get to this Bible camp. But we still have, instead of staying on the Bible camp, we still had one more night at this other place, which was close by. And so that night, I just got touched by the Holy Spirit. You know what I mean by touched by the Holy Spirit? Just this strange infilling of the Holy Spirit. And I thought, wow, what is happening? And so we got back to our little site away from everyone. And
because the walls are so thin at the Bible camp.
The walls are very thin in this Bible camp. Very thin in this Bible camp. And so we get back to our wonderful condo. We crawl into bed, and it was just like God hit me with this. Pains. Like, I can't explain it except that my stomach crunched up. Like, oh! I felt like I was in labor for the night. The night. It was like the oddest thing. But it's like, you know, there's things in the Bible. I'm glad that that verse was in the Bible. I have to tell you. Because I was like, but I didn't feel pain. That was a good thing. But, you know, and then when I was done, I felt like the Lord said, you know, I was birthing a children's ministry in you. I was like, thank you, God. You know, that was like 10 years ago, 15 maybe. So things can happen. And you just say, okay, God, whatever. You're God, you know. So anyway, I hope that didn't make you go, oh, no. All right, God is, you know, another thing is, so you can give you peace like no other. You know, how many of us, I am a person that needs peace. I get anxious and worry about nothing, it seems like sometimes. And I can tell, sometimes, I was told to do this, so I'm going to get it. Where's my sponge? Oh. This is me sometimes. I'm just dried. Have you been here before? Where you're like, yeah, I'm a Christian, but I don't feel anything. I can't feel, I come to worship, and I can't even worship anymore. It's like, I sing the songs, but I don't feel these things. You know where I'm headed here? To get dry sometimes. I do. Just recently, I went through this, and then I thought, oh my gosh. And it was after I got filled, and then I thought, wow, I have not worried for a couple days. I have not been stressed out for a couple days. I feel like a new person if I could just stay here, you know? And then, but if you don't stay in the presence, this is what happens to you. You know, maybe some of you are here, but don't worry. All you have to do is draw near to God, and He'll draw near to you. All you have to do is say yes to the Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit, I want whatever you give me, right? Yeah. This is what happens. Okay, I'm just rolling. Okay. This is what happens if you, okay, this is, pretend this is you, okay, in your body. And this is, say, your Holy Spirit. This is what happens when you say no to the Holy Spirit. Like, I don't think so. Have you ever done that? Ooh, that's a little too much for me. I've done that. Okay. Oh, it's just not going in. You can stand next to somebody who's just getting touched, and you're like, why am I not getting touched? Well, you gotta open. The Holy Spirit's so gentle. He's not gonna force anything on you. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that you're not going someplace and all of a sudden you just start speaking in tongues and you didn't plan it? I'm glad about those things.
Okay. I suppose sometimes your mind gets in the way. I was a catcher in the revival that happened about 10 years ago. And I'd be watching them pray for him, and I would be catching. And I could feel the Spirit go right through the person. They didn't feel it. It went right through me. I was getting hit all the time with it. But it would just be not affecting because maybe their mind got in the way of it or whatever happened. But sometimes it's just like that.
When you open yourself up to the Holy Spirit, this is what happens.
And you start leaking. It starts leaking out of you.
A little bit because it starts pouring out. And if you're full, if you're a sponge and you need something, you don't have a lot to give.
Yeah, it says, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit.
Oh, gee. Oh, I'm sorry about that. You hang on going, well, why didn't I pray? You know what I mean? Have you been there? You just don't have a whole lot to give out. Or maybe you got some bad advice. I've done that before. When you're full, then somebody calls you and you're oozing. You know, oozing out sometimes more than you should. But you're just, it's flowing. Don't you want to be full, guys?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hey. Did I say the other scripture of John 16 too?
Oh, do John. That one's good. 14:16.
Oh, John 14:16. That is so great, isn't it?
This is about comfort. I wrote it out for you if you want.
Oh,
ask
yeah. Ask the Father and He will give you another comforter.
Oh, I love that. I need that. Sweetness for sorrow. Yeah. And He gives us joy. I know we had a dear sister pass away, Norma, in our congregation.
Everybody that knew Norma, she was just the sweetest, wasn't she?
Oh, she was so sweet. Well, she gave me an example I will never forget. And her husband had passed away. Maybe it was two, three weeks like that. And she was here in the service. And you know what? The Holy Spirit hit her. He hit her so hard that she started to laugh because the Holy Spirit gives you joy. Did you know that?
Yes.
The joy of the Lord, unspeakable joy in the Holy Ghost. Well, there is unspeakable. If you've lost your husband and it's just a short amount of time, you just aren't going to be sitting there laughing. And the Holy Spirit ministered. I sat right next to her, and the both of us were so filled with the Holy Spirit, we just started to laugh. We were just laughing and laughing. Nothing was funny.
Yeah, sometimes there's nothing funny. Actually, nothing's funny sometimes. Yeah. I remember speaking to a bunch, and people's mouths were open like, you know, some young people, I was like, no, there's nothing funny here. I'm not saying anything funny. It's not funny. It's just the overwhelming joy of the Lord that's in me. You know,
when that anointing of joy hits you, it's like none other. I've never been so happy. I have never. I've been through a lot of experiences. I've been married and had children. I have never, ever been so happy as when I have been touched by the Holy Spirit in weeping or in laughter. Either one. When the Holy Spirit's on you, it's like none other. Are you hungry? Are you guys getting a little hungry?
You guys probably know Hillary for a long time.
Are any of you sponges that need a little soaking? I've got some water. No, I'm just kidding.
She never used to laugh, though. I wanted to just say that. But up till 10 years ago when we've experienced a revival, she wasn't like a laugher. For sure she's not going to laugh in public. It's not her. It never was her.
I was a snickerer.
And I was too. When she got filled with the Spirit, then I was the kind of, you know, I was this kind of guy where I was just holding back a little bit. I would go, it would start to leak out, you know, it would be like, I would be stirred up inside, you know.
But then it was. That was a little more than we thought.
But pretty soon.
Sorry, Jesse.
Oh, I could not stop it. You know, sometimes you get like in the river. You know, sometimes in the river you get in there and there's stones in it or logs. You know, there's a dam in there. Well, it was probably like a big dam in me or something like that. But it would start. And then it blew. It just blew inside. And I could not stop it. It was like a river, and I didn't want to stop it. It was such a great feeling to have it. Like Jesus explains that to the woman at the well, it'll be in them like a river of water springing up into everlasting life, the water that I give them. Or another scripture says, out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water, talking about the Spirit. I didn't want to stop that flow. There's no way. I knew what it felt to be dammed up.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good till I blew the top right out to it, till the Holy Spirit just blew the top off or whatever.
And you know, there's so many other experiences that you have had. You know, it's not just us. But some of us are going, really? You know, and I was this place. I was filled with the Spirit. I had tongues, but I didn't know how to receive. We started going to these revival meetings. I saw people having all this happen, and I felt like, how come me, not me? I don't know how to receive. And they made it very simple. And I tell this, this is how I tell the kids to do it.
Well, we'll keep that away from the water, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm not plugging anything in. Okay. I don't snicker anymore. All right. So it's like electricity. The Holy Spirit is really like electricity. So if I get full and then I go like this to Jim, and that's the way it is with you. You get full and you place your hand on someone else, it's like electricity. This is scriptural,
guys.
Holy
Spirit
we're not
spread.
Making this up, because that's why, you know, Peter and Paul, John, you know, that's why they laid hands on people. Because you know what? They wanted that to come out of them. You know, we don't have gold or silver, but this is what we got. Get up and walk now.
Oh, I love it when Peter, he went to the Gentiles. He said, hey, I'm not even supposed to be here, you guys. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm a Jew, and we don't do this kind of thing. And he starts speaking to them anyway. Well, I'll come, you know, because the angel told them to come anyway. So he starts speaking to him, and the Holy Ghost falls on the Gentiles. He said, well, there you go. It just wrecked my theology. You just wrecked my whole theology that I had before.
What? Going. Gentiles? Get this stuff?
Really? Everybody can have it?
God, you're giving it to them? Haven't we done that, though, in all seriousness? Yeah. Haven't we looked at people that didn't fit our standard and was like, well, how come? What? God, you moved through them? terrible on us. Just a little.
But everything you plug in is different. Like all you guys, plug you in, and you're going to all be different.
So
you know?
What I want you to do is what we have the kids do. I want you to put your hands up in the air, and I call this power up, okay?
Are you doing that with the kids now? Or?
Well, we'll do it here, and then we'll have the kids come up. Okay, because you're going to do this practice, and then kids get ready to come up. You guys can come on up here and do it if you want. Kids, I need my kids to help me out here. My chair will be empty. Come
we do that all the
be
time
the bravest.
In camp. You know, we have the kids receive the Holy Spirit.
Come on. Levi, you're going to come. Come on.
But that's okay. You can wait until we put somebody in.
I guess you guys are getting a little shy. You said to do this for me, though. You promised. Move fast without it. It's fine. Okay, so you power up like this. You put your hands up. Now, you know, the Holy Spirit just flows smoothly. So first of all, you have to say, I'm open. If you do that, just, you know, if you put your hands up and you go, oh, don't do
it. It said, how much more will I give the Holy Spirit to them that ask?
So you know, this is how we do. Just, okay, I'm just receiving. I'm just receiving. So everyone do that. Close your eyes. If you're comfortable with it, I don't want to put anyone on the spot, but just receive. And then I always ask the kids, how is the Holy Spirit touching you? Be sensitive. How does he move through you? I know how he moves through me. Sometimes I'll get chills. Sometimes I'll tremble. Sometimes I'll shake. Sometimes I'll laugh. But how is he doing it to you? You're different than me.
I tell him.
Oh, yeah.
I tell him, act like you're a balloon. Or you drink, you know, you're filling up more and more. And let's count to 10 and get more and more and more. And just keep filling up. Can you feel yourself getting more and more filled?
And then
at the count of 10, we're going to release it.
You know.
And we're going to be filled. And it's.
All right, so we're going to count to 10, okay? Now, you pay attention. You know, some people get tingly. I've seen this, you know, Holy Spirit's for kids, too. I've seen kids shake. I've seen their hands shake. I've seen a little boy get healed from 6 other little boys that just laid their hands on him. And he's all of a sudden saying, I can't see very well. You know, we're like, take off your glasses. You know, take off your glasses, and he could see.
He says, I see better with my glasses off than I do with them on.
This is the Holy Spirit. How does he move through you? Right? So don't be scared. Just say, okay. And now, like, and now be conscious of what is the Holy Spirit doing? Maybe you feel him. You can do this in your bed at night.
Yeah, draw in.
Draw in.
I just think you just need to.
So now we're going
to
do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, because we do that for kids. And it's kind of, we had one little boy say, with that balloon, will I pop?
Yeah, one little kid. Oh, it's so cute when the kids get the Holy Spirit. They come up and say, hey, Jim, I got it. And they'll come over there and they speak in tongues to me and stuff like that. It's just so cute. But one kid said, because we'd say, let's count to 10. And
we're
they said, you know, what if we counted to 100? He said, would we blow up? He said. But, you know, I tried it at work. When they had it, I tried it at work one time. I thought, you know what? I'm not busy right now. I'm on my forklift over in Super Value, and I'm sitting back in the aisles. Nobody's around. I'm just going to see how filled I can possibly get with the Holy Spirit. I am getting and I'm going minutes and longer and longer and longer and just getting filled up and getting filled up. All of a sudden, over the warehouse microphone says, Jim Early, would you please come to the office? Oh, and I know I am just torqued. I am just so full of the Spirit, but I'm not going to worry about it or whatever. But I go in there, and I know my boss so well. But I know him so well, and I never seen this happen before. I stood in his presence, and he told me that he had a job for me and stuff like that. But he could not stand still. He was going like this and going like this, and I'd never seen anything like it before. I was just standing there in front of him, and he was just going like this, and I'd never seen anything like it before. I just felt like, man, I better get away from him. It looks uncomfortable. But the little kids say, what if we count to 100? Would we blow up?
What if you did? All right. So, let's do that then. Okay, let's do it one more time. We're going to start receiving, and then we're going to give it out. That, you know what? Why don't I have anybody that wants to? We were going to do something different, but our time is limited. So those that are hungry, why don't you come on up here, and then we're going to get full, and then we're going to give it out. Okay?
Well, I thought we were going to do, in the end, something different.
We're so short on time, we can't do the fire drill.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh.
Right.
We ran out of time.
But just come on up if you're hungry, because maybe God's doing something different. And we'll do something like that a different time.
All right, yes.
But if you're too hungry, come on up. And we are going to throw water on you.
Yeah, we won't throw any water or anything like that.
We won't do anything like that. All right. Okay. So what we're going to do here, because this is going to be a fun experiment. I've never done it this way. All right.
Can we just say one more scripture before?
One more scripture verse.
It was Acts 8:17, and Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The first thing they did was, okay, we're done working here. It's time for the Holy Spirit to do the job. You guys, we're just going to let God do the work, you know. Let the Holy Spirit, and they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit, and God did what he did.
And what he does. Some of you are conductors. You know, you plug in and you start feeling that Holy Spirit conducting on you. So that's what I want you to do. Fill up and be a conductor.
We all want more.
Be
right?
a conductor and then be the electricity. So when we're done, we can just pray on each other or take somebody's hand and you're going to feel this. You're going to feel this. Search. All right. We're going to plug in.
You know what? Can we do what we do with the kids?
Yeah.
Can we do what we do with the kids? All right.
Now, as you're waiting for the number, this is so cool. As you're waiting for the next number, just think, say, more.
You can be whatever color balloon you want, too.
More. I want more.
Okay. And we're going to count to 10. You just fill up.
On 10, then you zap somebody.
You just release the Holy Spirit and lay hands on the other person
it's
next to you. Or whatever. Okay.
All right. Okay.
1, 2, can you feel like you're filling and drawing in? 3, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, more, come on, 9, release it. Thank you, Holy Spirit, thank you. 10, yeah, 10.
Release it on someone. Touch them. See? It'll go.
And what I notice about the Holy Spirit, too, the wonderful thing about it, as soon as you release, you just get a rush back.
Whoosh back.
It just rushes back to you, you know? It just fills in there.
Whoosh.
And these people aren't drunk like you think or whatever. They're not. But I notice with the kids when they all do it, there's a big rush of the Spirit that comes back to you when you give it out. Lots of times.
Oh, isn't this fun? Okay, let's do it one more time.
But it's more than fun.
Oh, yeah.
Because
is so
I think just
fun.
Like it says with the Word of God, it says, when you should be having meat, you're getting milk. But the Holy Spirit has so much more to give through it.
When I get filled, I gallop. People said, I had someone later come up to me and said, I've been watching you all night. You've just been galloping. Who knows? So I'm going to gallop. our culture says you can only laugh for so long.
And they think, and sometimes maybe they think you're laughing at their joke and it's not funny, really.
If you feel laughter, don't stop, okay? okay, don't go. Okay, I've laughed to the allotted amount of time that's socially corrected.
And we're in such good company. It says there's thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. That's what they do.
Okay, let's do it one more time, okay? Okay, Jim, you do the counting. You're doing good.
Or just one more time, are we going to do it? And then, okay.
All right. Okay.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. One, two, three, more, four, five, six, seven. Let the, when that river comes out, let it go too. Eight, nine, ten. Release. Sometimes it wrecks our theology, but you know the Holy Spirit is wonderful.
Okay. Are you guys starting to feel some anointing on you? You know, some of you.
Oh, I remember Roy getting so filled with the Holy Ghost. And, you know, sometimes when Ken gets filled, he just whistles.
Oh, yeah. Ken's a teapot.
Some people.
You're making fun. I can't. He whistles.
And other people look like, whoa, yeah, what's happening here?
Do you know what's wonderful? I want you to see if you feel this now. When you are immersed in the Holy Spirit, you really don't care. Tomorrow morning, I will listen to this and go, oh my gosh. No. You know, as a person, really, I think the Lord did this to me, the loud laughter and the visible shaking, because I really care a lot about what people think of me. I do. I'm not kidding. I care a lot about what people, and he really had to break that. Tomorrow I may be different. No, I'm going to stay filled.
What would cause the disciples to be locked up in a room and then kept? Then they got beat up, and then they went right straight. They got out of jail. They went right straight to the temple and started preaching again. Just like, we don't care about you guys. We're gonna do what God tells us to do. You know.
All right. And if this isn't like, I'm talking to the people back there. If you're feeling like, oh, this is a little too much, that is okay. Because it's a lot, isn't it?
You know, and he works through everybody in a different way,
too. Think about, you know? So, but, you know, the Holy Spirit won't do anything you don't want. So all you have to do is say, Holy Spirit, I'm ready for this. I'm ready for to hear your voice. I'm ready for this. And that's what he'll give you, because he wants to give you good gifts. So don't let this freak you out. Right. And then I also could say, should we do what? How about we do this? Those that want to be released can go and get in line for the potluck. And those that want to stay and
we
do
have a prayer team that will be up
a little
here.
Bit more.
Because sometimes, you know,
some more, and then there'll be a prayer team.
People, you know, they said, hey, I want to be baptized again. I loved it. Well, how many want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit again?
Yeah.
That is just a wonderful feeling.
So feel free to leave those that want to go get some. To eat, and then those that want to stay, we're going to fill again. Okay, you guys ready? Okay, I'm ready. I love the Holy Spirit, don't you?
Yes, okay. Lord. We just ask for a fresh baptism, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Lord. A fresh fire, Lord. Burns to the bone, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. One.
And you're filling.
Two.
He's saying more. It helps if you close your eyes and concentrate on him, but don't strive.
Four.
And don't go, I don't feel anything. Oh, fiddles.
Five. Yeah. Six more, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Now release it. Now release it. Touch the button. Get the job.
It's really a strong force. When you learn how to take this electrical force.
Really, if the same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, there's some power there is in you, you know?
All right. I hope, if anything, I'm just making you hungry. Oh. Thank you, honey. Oh, thank you.
Well, should we give the service back to David? No.
One more.
Okay, you
if
do
you
it this time.
One more.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh
yeah. Now, this is just another move of the Holy Spirit. Are we going to put him in a box, guys? Are we going to say, that's not what I know God to do? Why, when God is so great, I want to be in his box. I don't think he has a box, but I just want to get in it. And get out of my box, right? All right.
Thank you. Okay. We need the Holy Spirit.
Now, the key is here. You're receiving, but you're not giving out, okay? Like, you're getting full, and you're retaining it. But then when we say give it out, then you need to just... It comes out of you, you know, like electricity. You put it on with faith, that person you're touching, you actually feel that presence coming through you. Okay? All right, ready? Okay, we're good. I love this. Okay. All right, here we go. All right, one. Two. You're filling now. You're concentrating on the Holy Spirit. Three. Four. Right now you're saying more, God. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. Release it.
Thank you, Lord.
Find somebody quick to release it on. Now some.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm so good.
Hallelujah.
If this is thank new to you,
yes,
for me,
Lord.
When I walked into this, I cried for months.
We thought they paid people to laugh when we went to the first meeting that we seen. We thought, hey, they must have paid those people to do that.
We went to a meeting like this. These people fell off the chair after. We went home and said, I wonder how much they paid them. And our kids said, we have to go back. We got touched by God. That we were slain in the spirit. We're like, all right, we'll go back one more time. I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad I did. I just didn't just go, this isn't what God does.
And the more you get filled, the easier it is to get filled after. And
yep. It's so wonderful, isn't it? Everything the Holy Spirit does to me is wonderful. Mm-hmm. I judged some ladies once that shook.
Yes.
That was the wrong thing for me to do. I judged them. This is terrible. I'm confessing. We called them the jerk sisters. I was new in this. The sisters would get together, and they'd get so touched, they would start to jerk. One morning,
like Quakers
I got
Shakers.
Up from, it was at camp, and these women were standing there in line, and they were still like this. And I looked and I said, I want that, God. They were touched all night with that source, that Holy Spirit power source in you. I want that.
Ooh.
And you know what? God's faithful. He gave me that gift. And at another point, I just said, okay, you can rattle my bones if that's what you want to do. Why not, right? If that's what God wants, if he wants to so shake up the innards of
thank
me,
you, Lord.
Then do it.
Can I close this service with a prayer? Lord, we thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you so much, Lord, for being in our lives, for filling us, for using us, for keeping us, Lord. Let that river flow through us, Lord. Let that river be on us, Lord. Let the light in that river flow through us now. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
There's no rushing. You don't have to rush out of this room. Isn't it nice we have a potluck family members can eat and you can stay and just soak and cry and do whatever? Margaret has something to share.
Often the Lord likes to use me as an example. And so when the Holy Spirit hit me and I started staggering, I said to the Lord, where are we going? And he said, Jesus said what he said. I can't remember if it was Paul or Peter. And he said, I'm going to lead you places you do not want to go. And I hit the floor. And the fire of God is often, when the fire of God hits your flesh, it's not really very pleasant sometimes. But he told me, he said, I'm burning away the chaff. And so you don't often know what he's doing when he's doing it. But, and if you're screaming, people can look at you like demons are getting released. So yeah, in the body of Christ, you can feel like, man, I'm laying on the floor and I'm screaming like I'm demonically, like something's happening demonically. And that's not always, I mean, that's just not what's happening. So I just felt like the Lord said, get up and explain what just happened to you, because he does that to me. And my flesh is willing to let him do whatever. I have literally rolled across altars under the fire of God, because his fire does what it wants to do. And sometimes it's passion, but sometimes he's burning away the chaff. And can you imagine when you're in the fire, you're burning away the chaff? It's just not all that pleasant. So I'm just telling you, I don't know all what he did there, but I felt like I was supposed to share it.
Okay. All right. Do you want to turn
it? Yes, we'll give it to Dave. All right.
That is, sometimes you just got to become like children, right? I mean, the kingdom of God, it's for children. It's for, except to be converted and become as a little child, you can't receive the kingdom of God. And, you know, the kingdom and Holy Spirit manifests in so many different ways, and laughter and this fun, and there might be weeping, there might be just a real solemnness where you're just being understanding deep mysteries. And but Holy Spirit is just so unique, and he works in so many ways. And we just, the key is become like a little child. I don't know if you guys, when you're the pastor of the church, you're not supposed to be childlike. Right? Let's laugh at that lie. No, and you know, when you're a father or a mother, or you're going through horrible things in life, you're not supposed to be like a little child, right? That's what common sense, that's what the natural man tells you. But there is a moving in this supernatural thing where you become like a little child. You know, what makes a little child a little child? Their light. They're light. They're not carrying all the burdens of the world. They're not carrying all the burdens of sin. They're not carrying all the stuff that makes your spirit heavy. I was with somebody just last weekend, and he was telling me, and he'd had a horrible life, but he was telling me, I just want to be light like you guys. I want to be light. And see, the world even understands lightness of your spirit man. And except you become like a little child, you can't receive that lightness like a little child. So for me, I just long for, with all the weight, all the heaviness, all the stuff of life that happens, and that we feel so weighted down with responsibility. Actually, this morning before the service, I was coming to the Lord and saying, God, you know, my burden, take my burden, you know, cast it upon you. And my burden is easy. My yoke is light. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. You know, so this is serious business. It is. It's serious business. And because this is the boldness with which the disciples were sent out into to face a world that was very, very hostile. Now, when you can go with lightness, see, light isn't just a blaring like lights. It's the lightness with which we present ourselves, not burdened with all the crap of life. Amen? Wow, thank you, Jim and Hillary. That's so good. That's just so good.